66 degrees Thursday morning on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Good morning to you, and thank you for listening to more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Bernie Porn is the president of Epic MRA, and he's on the other end of our line. Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a wonderful day. In a couple hours, I'm going to be heading down to St. Louis, Missouri to visit with my daughter.
So looking forward to it. That's a good town, especially downtown. Lots to do. Catch a baseball game. Head over to Little Italy for some great Italian food. Great town.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Let's talk about Epic MRA's latest statewide poll. And in regards, I want to talk about a very hot race, and that's the U.S. Senate primaries in regard to the Republicans.
Actually, we did five surveys by automated surveys, and then we did our regular statewide. And in the automated survey that we did in the U.S. Senate primary, Pete Hoekstra has a commanding lead over Clark Durant, and I think that it is a hill that is too high, and there is too little time for Clark to catch him by next Tuesday.
What do the people think about Debbie Stabenow, who's our current senator?
Debbie is leading in a general election over Pete Hoekstra by 49-35, which is a few point improvement from the last time we tested that race. And she is, I think, well positioned. But the slippage that we saw for Hoekstra, that could be part of the reaction to the negative ads that are going back and forth between he and Clark Durant.
All right, let's talk about what the folks who took this poll thought about the direction of the U.S. Are we on the right or the wrong track?
Well, the U.S. Is pretty consistent with what it's been before, off on the wrong track by 56%, and that mirrors a lot of the national polling. That's in the 55-56% range. So Michigan is very reflective of the national outlook.
Yeah, the numbers on Michigan were, I guess, somewhat surprising because the numbers are very close, and that was interesting.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's consistent with the last survey we had, almost identical, where you have 44% saying that Michigan is headed in the right direction, 45% wrong track, and that's tied in with another key question that we ask, where we ask if respondents if they think that the economy has bottomed out and is now improving, and that number continues to have a majority saying that the economy in Michigan is improving, and a lot of news lately would indicate that there are factors which show that Michigan is really leading the nation in terms of some aspects of economic improvement.
All right, one of the most interesting questions that was asked is the favorable rating of the president, Rick Snyder, Mitt Romney. We already talked about Debbie Stabenow and Pete Hoekstra.
Well, Barack Obama was at 46-46 the last time we tested it, and he has now improved his numbers to 49, and Rick Snyder was at 48, and now he's at 47% favorable, 41% unfavorable. The last time, he was actually the most popular figure that we tested. This time, Barack Obama has improved his position and his favorability rating, and it comes particularly among independent voters who he was slipping with in our previous surveys.
You also asked, thinking about this year's November general election, how would you vote on the following matchups? Talk about that, Bernie.
Well, in the presidential race, President Obama seems to have turned things around. He trailed the last time we tested by 1.46-45% with Romney leading, and particularly leading among independent voters. This poll shows that everything is static among Democrats. 93% support the president and will vote for him. 89% are voting for Mitt Romney, which is exactly what it was the last time. But there's been a turnaround among independent voters, and I think that is a combination of maybe some missteps by Mitt Romney, as well as, I think, more effective advertising on the part of the president. compared to probably a greater volume of advertising from the super PACs supporting Mitt Romney and the Mitt Romney advertisements. I think that hitting Romney on the outsourcing issue and also doing it in a way that I think is breaking through the normal clutter of political advertisements, and that's that ad where they have Mitt Romney singing.
It looks like the Tea Party took a shot in your latest poll.
Yes, they have slipped down to 33%. That has been up and down over the past year or so. At one point, more people thought that they were supporting the Tea Party, but now it has slipped where only 33% say that they are supporters of the Tea Party and 47% say they oppose it. And so that is a significant change in attitude among voters, and that could have repercussions and have an impact on the general election.
What did the people have to say about Clark Durant and Gary Glenn?
Well, it's interesting that Clark Durant has 46% favorable rating compared to 67% for Pete Hoekstra and 21% unfavorable for Durant, and that is almost identical to what Hoekstra has at 22%. More people have an unfavorable opinion of Gary Glenn, 21% to unfavorable to 19% favorable. And the other candidate, Randy Heckman, has 22% favorable, 19% unfavorable. What is, I think, stark in the results is that 33% say that they have not heard of Clark Durant, so the advertising he has done, while I think it is probably effective, it is not nearly as effective as it would have been had he started several weeks earlier.
So it's probably going to come down to Pete Hoekstra versus Debbie Stabenow. And what do the people think about that race?
In that race, it's 49% for Debbie Stabenow and 35% for Pete Hoekstra, and she is winning among independent voters and has several points more support among Democrats than Pete Hoekstra has among Republicans. He's getting about 75%. A lot of that can be explained because of the combat between Durant and Hoekstra during the primary. Mm-hmm. So there are folks that are holding back from Hoekstra in hopes that their guy may win the primary, and so they're expressing some doubt about the general election matchup.
All right, Bernie, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here, aren't we?
We sure are, yeah. And this is a fun time, you know?
Bernie Porn is with Epic MRA, located here in Lansing. Thanks so much, Bernie.
Take care. Thank you.
It's 8:18, currently 67 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a story that the state of Michigan plans to unveil about a Detroit demolition plan. What are they going to do about Detroit? We'll tell you about that story next on 1320 WILS.